People have been complaining about discarded syringes littering some Boston neighborhoods for years, perhaps nowhere more so than the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Melniacass Boulevard, often called Mass Cass. But a new program trying to clean up the needles appears to be making a difference.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you been here before?
Outside a trailer on Atkinson Street, dozens of people are standing in line, even though it's just before 6 a.m. They're waiting to turn in needles they've collected. As part of a new community syringe redemption program, they receive 20 cents a needle, with a maximum of $10 per person.
34, and 40. Okay, Rico has 50, and then I'm going to hand you $10. Thanks, Rico.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you, buddy.
The company Addiction Response Resources has a contract with the city to run the program. Three workers from the company are inside the cramped trailer. Two stand behind plexiglass windows, collecting needles through a slot and paying the participants in dollar coins. They also offer free supplies, including Narcan, the drug that reverses an opioid overdose.
You want any Narcan?
Please.
New needles?
Please.
Mask? All right. Here you go.
Have a good day, buddy.
And then $10.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take
care.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
In about 2 hours, two large plastic bins are full of needles.
This morning, the last couple hours, we've probably collected 4,000 or 5,000 so far, just since 5 a.m.
Allie Hunter is the owner of Addiction Response Resources. She started the program as a pilot in December and says the response has been stronger than expected.
When we started, we had hoped to collect 1,000 needles a week, and we collect an average of about 17,000 a week.
Okay,
last week, we collected 30,000, just last week alone.
And that's without advertising. The program operates only through word of mouth. Hunter says the participants must sign up, and they can receive bins to gather syringes.
People, you know, are really creative and resourceful and know where to find needles. It's usually a combination of their needles as well as needles that they collect. So it's been really positive.
Hunter is familiar with addiction, as she's also executive director of PARI, the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative. The syringe redemption program is now operating in three locations in Boston, and the city's providing $388,000 to fund it this fiscal year. Since it started, more than 580,000 needles have been collected, and emergency calls about needles littering the streets are down about 50%. That's according to Devin Larkin with the Boston Public Health Commission.
It's certainly keeping the area more clean. People are taking more ownership of this issue in the neighborhood, which I love to see people, when somebody throws a syringe on the ground, if you see it, somebody picks it up almost right away.
It also helps the participants get some cash, supplies, and referrals to services. Josh Delisle is a police officer who also works with the company running the program.
If you're living high to high, like a lot of these people are, the next thing you think about is just where to get the money for the drugs that you're going to be using. And oftentimes, the people out here will resort to things that aren't necessarily too good. This here gives them purpose and gives them money as if they're out there actually working a regular job.
That's the case for Chris, who didn't want his last name used because of his addiction. He's 33 years old and has been staying at a homeless shelter in the area for about a year. He turns in needles just about every day to help him get his morning dose.
It's an engagement and a contact that we have as a community, and it's that morning check-in. Hey, how you doing? It gives me that second thought about doing something crazy or risking too much to alleviate the stress of not having money to buy my medicine, as I call it. Or it's like I'm constantly diffusing a bomb when it comes to dealing with my illness. You know, take
so
care of
so hard to stop, huh?
Yeah, I've relegated myself to being opioid dependent for the rest of my life at this point.
Really?
Yes. It's something that I become emotional about on a daily basis. I don't engage in any immoral behavior outside of taking the medicine, you know, and
okay.
I'm grouped in with a bunch of felons, you know, people that might or might not, you know, and, you know, they find ways to make money that I don't take those routes, you know what I mean? So I'm left with very little.
Chris collected $10 that day. After we spoke, he took his backpack of belongings and walked onto Atkinson Street amid the rows of tents lining the sidewalks. A long line of people were still waiting to turn in more syringes.
Cassidy's.